Blowing through the Cayman Islands, Hurricane Ian offers a taste of what is about to come for Cuba and the US mainland. The island's National Emergency Operations Center has now given the all clear as Ian heads across the Caribbean.
We may have to turn around.
The International Space Station showed the eye of the storm as it approached Cuba. With winds reaching 155 kilometers per hour, it made landfall in the west. There's a risk of widespread damage in a country already suffering an economic crisis. Then in Ian's path is Florida. It's more than a century since a storm like this last threatened the Tampa Bay area.
I think it always works when there's a storm coming your way, so we're doing the best we can to prepare. And if needed, we'll evacuate, or I will evacuate if I need to.
The problem here is that storms approaching from the south push huge amounts of water up into the shallow Tampa Bay, inundating homes and businesses with a storm surge up to 3 meters high. Many people decided to head out of town rather than endure the hurricane. Those sitting tight stocked up before heading home to batten down the hatches. With Ian approaching the US mainland, the federal government has declared a public health emergency for Florida that has a population of 21 million people. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera.